Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring vegan music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a paradigm of peace, justice, freedom, liberation, wellness, health, and sustainability. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. Vegan Nation has been on air since 2015. Much thanks to all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I am greatly honored and thrilled that we are joined by Dr. Angela Crawford. And Dr. Angela Crawford is a psychologist, vegan educator, and author of The Vegan Transformation, A Journey to Heal Yourself and the World, published by Lantern Books, 2025. She holds a doctorate in clinical psychology and previously worked as a psychotherapist for 25 years, empowering clients toward greater holistic well-being. A speaker and teacher about the psychological benefits of veganism, she is passionate about the power of personal transformation to create a more fulfilling and purposeful life and a kinder, healthier world. Thank you, Dr. Crawford, for joining us on Vegan Nation.
I'm really happy to be here.
Well, this is great, and your book is great. It's very comprehensive. Thank you for writing it, and congratulations.
Oh, thank you. It's been a dream to write a book for many years, and just somehow, when I became vegan, I knew that was the book to write.
It's very helpful and very interesting, so I look forward to talking about some of the concepts in the book. And also, I want to say that I really enjoy your website also, AngelaCrawfordPhD.com, and also your many, many interviews and presentations that you share on your website. Thank you.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, it's been, you know, something to be able to share about this book and just to bring together psychology and veganism. That's really my passion, to bring the experience I have as a psychotherapist for so many years to help people both in transitioning to a vegan lifestyle and thriving with that lifestyle and hopefully inspiring others.
Yes, and I like what Katrina Fox said about your book. Quote, in this wonderful, easy-to-read book, Angela Crawford, PhD, weaves the results of research she conducted with vegans from across the globe, along with her own personal and professional journey, which shows the transformative effects of living according to values of kindness and compassion to all beings. And then also the wonderful Claire Mann, I like what she wrote. Quote, she will delight the reader, whether a new vegan or one yet to be, who will discover there is no bad news about veganism, just so much to gain, which the whole world so desperately needs. Vegan psychologist Claire Mann in Australia. So that's wonderful to hear that.
Yeah, I was honored to have some really wonderful vegans endorse my book and to share their stories in my book, and also the beautiful foreword by Victoria Moran, who is, you know, the founder of Main Street Vegan Academy and, you know, a wonderful speaker and teacher. So it's just really wonderful to have, you know, this great support and sharing the message. And it just meant a lot.
Yes, and I like your dedication on the book on your first page, quote, to all who dare to expand their circle of compassion.
Yeah. Yes, compassion is, I think, a foundational theme underlying everything that's shared through my book, you know, interviews and research. It's an underlying theme of really what veganism is about and what true transformation for ourselves and our world is about.
And speaking of that, I'd love to start with hearing one of the stories from one of the vegans that you interviewed for your book, and that's Jackie Solomon.
Yes, Jackie is super inspiring. She had a personal shift first with learning about the benefits of a plant-based lifestyle that transformed into her realizing the ethical aspects of veganism and bringing that all together in her own life and helping others. She shared how She had lost a son at a young age due to an adverse reaction to a medication. And that just broke her heart. And then she saw her whole family was not healthy. They were struggling with a lot of health issues. She saw the documentary Forks Over Knives, and that made her realize like what she was not being told by health professionals and others about the changes we can make to be healthier through not eating animals, through eating plants. And as she and her family shifted to eating plants and eating a vegan diet, this opened her eyes to other aspects as well. And I find that happens a lot, that even sometimes people who start on this path more for health reasons, once we're not consuming animals, we can discover all these other reasons that this lifestyle is so important. And that happened for Jackie. I'll just quote something from her. She said, "Veganism is a spiritual movement of anti-oppression, anti-harm, and consistent love and justice. My whole life, I was always against oppression. I was always fighting for what was right. I was always fighting for our ability to love and be who we are, to live in compassion and joy." But she goes on to say that she had been programmed to ignore the plight of certain animals. She could feel their plight, but she had to look away because she didn't see another way of living. But as she moved into this vegan, plant-based lifestyle, and when I say plant-based, I mean simply that she was eating plants, but also opening to other aspects of we don't want to eat animals for other reasons, she realized she was much more at peace spiritually. By leaving animals off the plate, it opened up a healing from her trauma. And now she makes such a huge difference for other people, helping them heal their trauma through awakening them to the choices they have available and being able to eat more compassionately and healthfully too.
Yes, and Jackie's work called Seeds to Inspire, her organization.
Yes,
Yeah.
yes.
I was also excited to see Ray Sikora in there and her great organization and website, plantpeacedaily.org.
I think at the time I interviewed her, she had been, vegan for like 45 years or something. It was a very long time. Yeah.
Yes, so again, very inspiring. For this interview, I'd love to focus on your step number seven of the interconnectedness with all life, the benefits of expanding our circle of compassion to include all beings. And I know that a lot of vegans relate to this, and so it would be great to discuss this about how the holistic health field, even in 2025, still hasn't yet caught on to the importance of authentic veganism, animal liberation, in my experience, and I know many others. And I would just like to read this from page six of your book, The Vegan Transformation: A Journey to Heal Yourself and the World. Quote, "After awakening to the many benefits of a vegan lifestyle, I wondered what took me so long to embrace something that was clearly aligned with my values of compassion and kindness towards others. In addition, I was disheartened to find that often I was the sole vegan in my professional networks, even among very compassionate and caring colleagues in fields such as psychology, medicine, education, holistic health, spiritual counseling, and coaching." End quote. From your book, The Vegan Transformation. Could you please ad lib a little bit on that, please, Dr. Crawford?
Yeah, I think that disconnect was part of what led me to want to write the book. I knew so many other compassionate people who wanted to make a positive change in the world and were working in all those fields that you just mentioned. And yet, I was, as I said, they're often the sole vegan. And, yes, it took me a while to awaken. And many of the people I interviewed for my book had been vegan much longer than me. I'm a compassionate person and it took me a while. But then once I did, I couldn't imagine going back. And as many of us vegans experience, we try to share it with other people, the reasons why, and people dismiss us or don't want to hear it or, there's just this wall, it seems, against learning about it, even from people we'd think would resonate as we did. And so it's just sort of mystery we experience of, huh, it just seems that this should be catching on more quickly than it is for really all the reasons, and certainly compassionate for sentient beings and our whole planet. I've just it's been hard to make sense of, but there is a real disconnect that it takes a major breakthrough, I think, sometimes for people to come to this.
I know. So it's great to be able to talk about this with you. So I really appreciate you and I appreciate this platform.
I wish it was easier. And I think, in my book and other people I follow, we talk about ways that we can try to help bridge this with people. Obviously, platforms like this are helpful because sometimes it's something we've heard or seen, like a program or an interview that is that thing that helps break through. So this is really important to have platforms like yours.
Thank you. Yes, I'm very grateful. And it is still interesting that it's the taboo subject that veganism, authentic veganism, animal liberation, and to discuss what's really going on in the world and that the action of causing harm and exploiting and enslaving is just ignored. And I would like to ask if you could just discuss a little bit about denial, avoidance, minimalization, compartmentalization, rationalization, justification, and disassociation with the cognitive dissonance of how difficult it is for many vegans to have conversations, the conversations that really matter about authentic veganism and animal liberation, whether it's in the family, or whether it's in the school, or whether it's in the church activities, or whether it's in professional conferences. Could you discuss that a little bit, please, Dr. Crawford?
Yeah, you're naming something so important. We all have values, but sometimes we're not in touch with our values, or sometimes without realizing it, we're compromising our values by acting or living in ways that don't fit with what we truly believe matters. And so many of us are compassionate people, and surveys find that the majority of Americans believe animals should be treated justly. And compassionately, and yet most people are eating animals. And so there's this disconnect that sometimes we're not aware of. And we humans are very, very good at all those things you just mentioned. Those are all what you'd call defense mechanisms. They're ways we protect ourselves from feeling discomfort when something feels like it's crossing a boundary that we're not sure how to handle just yet, or we're not ready to face just yet. And so we have different ways. They're subconscious usually. Sometimes things have to happen that make it worth our while to break through that. Something that matters enough that we're willing to be uncomfortable, to face new truths, to learn things that might kind of hurt a little bit even. And to know that we can take action. And so I think for people, learning both the how and the why of veganism is important. For some people, they're not going to be ready or willing to change if they don't believe it's doable. So that's why people that do teach the more practical tips of like how to cook, how to do the different ethical changes in your life that make veganism a lifestyle. Those are important as much as learning also about the why. I think those two work in harmony. We need a strong reason why to make the change that kind of connects with our heart and our deeper self. And then we also need to find ways that it is doable in our life. And so the more vegans that there are, the more it will be doable for more and more people. It'll probably take a little less of a breakthrough over time when there are more and more of us, because it'll be easier for people to open to this.
We're listening to Dr. Angela Crawford. Thank you very much for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow in Worcester, Massachusetts. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll continue our conversation with Dr. Crawford. Welcome back, from the break. Thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena, Massachusetts. We're joined by Dr. Angela Crawford, psychologist, vegan educator, transformational coach, and a licensed Food for Life instructor with Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. And she's also an author, The Vegan Transformation, A Journey to Heal Yourself and the World. Yes, thank you, Dr. Crawford. And now I'd like to discuss a little bit about something from your book on Chapter 8. Discover your interconnectedness with life. And I'd like to read this quote by the wonderful Mariquita Solis. Quote, are you eating peace or are you eating pain and suffering? And then I'd like to share these two quotes that you included also in your book and by Ralph Waldo Emerson. Quote, you have just dined, and however scrupulously the slaughterhouse is concealed in the graceful distance of miles, there is still complicity. And to that I would like to add, and there is still consequence. And then here's the quote by Pythagoras. Quote, for as long as men massacre animals, they will continue to kill each other. Indeed, he who sows the seed of murder and pain cannot reap joy and love. End quote. And when I see those quotes, I think on a societal level, also when we see continuous wars and the unfortunate violence that keeps going on in the human arena, century after century. Could you please discuss that?
Yeah. You know, the personal awakening to how our choices affect sentient beings, affect things we care about, how our personal choices could create, as Mariquita said, either peace or pain and suffering. I think that interchange and transformation, which I focus on as a psychologist in my book, then ripples out into a larger societal impact that hopefully, as more and more of us realize our power to make peaceful choices every day, this can ripple out to a more peaceful society. I mean, that's certainly what I would hope for. You know, speaking of a quote in my book, you know, one of the people that I surveyed said, I feel more spiritual now that I don't have to take a life to live a life. And so that could ripple out in so many ways as more and more of us embrace this. And I guess it's what I try to envision each day. One of the exercises in my book, one of the meditations, is visualizing a compassionate vegan world. I think the more we can hold the image of this and show up for it in how we are as vegans, how we treat others, how we, the choices we make, that this can ripple out to help, hopefully, this more compassionate world come into being. That's my hope that keeps me going every day.
Yes, thank you. And again, your book, The Vegan Transformation, offers a lot of helpful hints and tips and strategies. So thank you. And your website too, AngelaCrawfordPhD.com. Thank you for both.
And we're coming. Yeah, and one thing people might miss, you know, I realize it's kind of hidden in there, is there with the exercises that go with each chapter where you can engage in the different topics, whether it's values alignment, compassion, spirituality. There's meditations and exercises that go with it, and the meditations have an auditory version on my website under resources. So some people might miss that, and so I just wanted to mention that if it helps you to listen to a guided meditation to visualize a compassionate world or to do a loving kindness meditation, there are resources on my website that are kind of a gift that go with the book.
Great. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Crawford. And we're coming to a close on the interview for today. Could you please share some information about your recipe for beet burgers?
Yeah, so beet burgers are something I discovered even before I became fully vegan. I'd had one that a long time ago that had an egg in it. And so what I did when I became vegan is I used what's called a flax egg instead. And so the beet burgers are made with some kind of bean, like it could be a dookie beans or black beans or white beans or pinto beans, kind of pureed. And then you have shredded raw beets and a flax egg, which is basically, or two flax eggs. I can't remember with the recipe not in front of me right now, but it's basically a flax egg is a tablespoon of ground flax meal with 3 tablespoons of water, and you kind of let that sit for 5 or so minutes, and it kind of gels. It becomes like a consistency that helps to bind things. And then there's spices. And you basically puree that all in a food processor, put it into patties, and then you can cook it on the stove, in the oven, or on a grill. And they're really delicious. Every time I make them, I get great reviews on them.
And
And
it's,
they're in my book. So, and I
yes.
will share it with you, Marlene, too, so that you can have it with the show notes or whatever you'd like.
Oh, great. That'd be great. Good. Thank you. And could you share Karen Ranzi's smoothie recipe that's in your book?
Oh, yeah. So Karen Ranzi, who is a wonderful raw vegan advocate, she shared a number of recipes, and one of them is a go-to green smoothie that's very simple. It just has a large apple, a large mango that could be, room temperature or frozen, a cup or more of wild blueberries, some kind of leafy greens. Several, a handful or two, and then water as needed for consistency. And you're getting a very healthy, antioxidant rich, vegan, yummy smoothie to start your day or as a snack. So you just blend it in the blender. There's a lot of simple recipes like that that you can go to. So thanks for asking. I'll sh share those with you.
Thank you, Dr. Crawford. We're coming to a close in the interview for today. What additional messages do you have for our listeners and your contact information, please?
Awesome. Well, for anybody that's going to Vegan Summerfest, I will be there doing a few presentations on things related to, handling compassion fatigue, the psychological benefits of veganism, making changes towards a vegan lifestyle, all that stuff. So I will be at Vegan Summerfest. If anybody's there, look me up. And also, just on my website, I keep things up to date, in terms of if I'm offering food for life classes, if I'm offering other classes down the road, learning more about the book and any of that, I'm at angelacrawfordphd.com.
Thank you. And that's exciting to hear that you'll be speaking at Vegan Summerfest and that this year, 2025, Vegan Summerfest is celebrating their 51st anniversary. And that's being held in Johnstown, Pennsylvania, July 9th to the 13th.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, and it's a great thing to go to, whether you're for people who are moving towards a vegan lifestyle or those who are long-term vegans. It's like being at summer camp and a place to learn and connect with others who share your passion, and it covers strongly the ethical aspects of veganism, and then also, there's some stuff on health and environment as well, but it's just a wonderful space to connect with others that share your passion.
Thank you, Angela, and thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you for having me, and thanks for what you do.
Thank you, and much thanks to our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene in Massachusetts. Please join us again next week at the same time. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. In this program, we heard the piano music of Will Tuttle, and let's go out with Ellie Sarti, Everything Comes Around.
Sentenced to darkness, sentenced to living death, the warehoused merchandise. Living commodities, tethered to grating and the harvest. There are truths
Thanks again for tuning in to Vegan Nation. This is Marlene in Massachusetts, wishing you a safe and pleasant day.